Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, my name is Ava, and I would like to tell you about Shedding Shackles, hosted by Roland Trujillo. John of the Cross said something very interesting. He said, "At the end of the day, we will be judged by love. But if you go around angry at people all the time, where is the love?" Here at Shedding Shackles, we help people learn how to find love by not getting angry. We show people how to take a mental step back in the moment just before they would get angry. In other words, says Roland, it's forgiving ahead of time. It's very spiritual. It's very Christian, and it's very practical. Interested? Want to find out more? Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo?
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is You Can't Tell by Appearance. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I want to share with you something that will help you. And I want to tell you that emotion is your big problem. You respond emotionally to things. And that emotional response is a sign of separation from your Creator. The ideal human being was made to function from intuition, what we know in our heart, and from a divine emotion, to function from something that comes from God. And I can hardly tell you what that might be, but you may have tasted of it. There may have been a situation that happened where something bad happened and everyone was upset, but somehow you remained calm. You remained calm and were able to. You may have heard, for example, of situations where maybe there was a car crash and somebody was pinned underneath a car. I'm just making something up. And here came a little 90-pound or 80-pound elderly lady, and she lifted the car up, and the person was freed and their life was saved. She suddenly had a superhuman strength. And where does that come from? You remember in the Bible, Samson. It's a great story. You should read it. Samson. He was given great strength by God. Now look, how about, for example, the apostles and Paul and Peter, and look at the things that they did. How could they do those things? Look, Jesus walked on the water. How did he do that? Well, there's something that comes directly from God. And you need that. But when you function from emotion, you are responding to the outside. Instead of responding to what you know in your heart, you're responding to something on the outside. And that response brings physiological changes, and also emotions rise. And then you operate from emotion, fear, anger, upset, a feeling like you want to run, and so on. So anything that comes in your response to the outside, and the outside becomes your authority. Instead of God being your authority, the environment becomes your authority. And then you are a slave of the environment, and you have to respond to it. Whether you like it or not, you can conform or rebel, you can run, or you can fight, or you can hide, or you can freeze up, but those are your only options. You have to respond. When you're not functioning from an inner impetus, an inner motivation from God, then you need something from the outside to stimulate you. And what is it that stimulates you mostly? It's other people's words, the things that they say. And they stimulate you into action. And then you compensate. And the first compensation is emotion, by which you have energy to carry out something that you're doing in response to them. And the other thing, of course, is intellect. You fall into your thoughts. And down in your thoughts, you plan and scheme and rehearse, and you also relive the past, try to make it come out more to your liking in those moments where you failed, or if something went well, then you gloat over it and replay it in your mind to have glory in it. So your life now is totally based upon responding to other people. Now, in the animal kingdom, that is perfectly natural for animals to respond to the outside because the environment is their master. And it's appropriate that the environment be the master of the animal. And the animal responds with physiological reactions. For example, the animal may run. If it's cold, the animal will perhaps start to shiver a little bit. If there's some kind of cut on the animal's skin, then a healing process. Well, we share that with animals. We the same thing for us. Our skin heals. We get a fever if we're sick, maybe. We get inflammation if we damage one of our joints. It's a natural thing that has a purpose. So all of these responses, when there's a threat, then our heartbeat goes up. Maybe. When something blows in our eye, we blink, and so on and so forth. So these are all natural responses. But when it comes to humans, because we are both soul and body, we also are capable of responding to pressure. Pressure that pressures us not to be ourselves. Look, God had something in mind for you, and for you to become what he had in mind, you need to respond to your intuition, what you know in your heart, what you know to be true in your heart, and what you see is true. Wordlessly, you just see what is true, and you trust in that. That's your response. It's a trust, and you don't deviate from it. You're loyal to it, and that's faith.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
The listener call-in line is available 24/7. Call Roland now at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Leave your name, the city you're calling from, and your question, and Roland may answer your question on the air.
And so you just see what you see, and you know what you know, and then you can see that getting angry at people and trying to get over on people and trying to fool people, you see all that's not good. You have natural talents and natural abilities that you express. Look, when you express yourself naturally, when you're a kid and you're doing your hobby, for example, or you're with a friend who is not pressuring you in any way, they're just your friend, you can be yourself. You just express yourself so easily, and it doesn't even take any energy. When you're doing what you love to do, and what you like to do, and what's natural for you to do, it doesn't even take any expenditure of energy. You just do it, and afterwards, you feel better than before you started. All right. But why is life a drudgery? Why does it become a drudgery? It's because we're being forced to do things that go against our nature, that are untimely, and there's pressure applied. So, when it comes to human beings, there's something called pressure. People pressure you not to be yourself. Maybe you can remember when you were a child and you were overtly rejected or very subtly rejected when you were a child. so that you felt like, see, there's the word feel. That's a feeling. You felt like you had to do something to please them. You weren't good enough. You had to do better. And so if you respond to that pressure, then you try to please them. You try to go along with them. You try to make them happy. You feel like you have to do something to be better. You're responding to that pressure. And so therefore, the outside becomes your master. Instead of responding to what you know in your heart and waiting upon that, which comes from God, see, you become a servant of the environment, which becomes your master. For animals, the environment is the animal. The environment is the animal's authority, isn't it? The environment is the animal's master, and it is fitting and proper that that be so. And so the animal lives by responding to cues, changes, promptings, stimulation from the environment. That's perfectly natural. But when it comes to human beings, since we have a soul, we were made to respond to our Creator and to get from Him subtle promptings and things to do and a purpose which we discover as we live our purpose. You discover it in living. You live each moment properly. You look to your intuition. You look to your conscience. You look to what you know in your heart is right. And you don't resent other people. You don't hate them. But when you do, it cuts you off from flowing from within. It cuts you off from God. See, in the Garden of Eden, Adam was tempted, wasn't he? Tempted to eat the forbidden food. When he did, he lost favor with God. He fell away from what God had planned for him, and he became subject to the environment, didn't he? After that, he had to eat. He had to work by the sweat of his brow, and so on. And then he had to die. He became subject to those which became his master, and he was no longer in a close bond with the Creator. See, there has to be a bond. Look, if there's a medium through which these external things come inside, on the outside, there's temptation. People are rejecting you. They're subtly making you feel like you're not good enough. And when you respond emotionally, then there's some kind of a rapport build up there, some kind of a bond, and then ideas and suggestions come through that bond. You see, where we should be bonded is to our Creator, and that intimate rapport with your Creator is a bond of faith, see, and a bond of love, and then good things come through that. One of the ways that the good things come through that bond is through prayer. When you lift up your eyes, you lift up your heart, you inquire of God, you cry out to Him, and cry in this case is the silent cry of the soul. When you cry out to Him, then He answers. But what happens is that when you start responding to the outside, then the outside becomes your master. And the thing that you need to look at is emotion. Emotion, see, especially revolving around love and hate. Emotions revolving around love and hate. When you have those emotions, then a bond is established with the outside, and you're severed from your Creator. And then you're subject to the outside. Well, when you fall away from your Creator, see, by which you could have grown naturally, not by reacting and responding to the outside, not by being cut off from God and having to compensate, but just a natural growth from a bond of faith and a bond of love, and you would grow to be what he wants you to be and do the things that he wants you to do, and you would receive his approval and his blessing, and you would do good things and you would do no harm. You understand? You would do good things and you would do no harm.
This is Jeremiah Trujillo, the producer of Shedding Shackles. I'm also a pianist and played some of the music that you hear on Shedding Shackles, such as Rhapsody in Blue by the American composer George Gershwin. Thanks for listening.
But when you respond to pressure, you want to save what people think of you. You want to preserve that. What did Christ say? He who preserves his life will lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake will gain it. You see what I mean? So I think you got the idea that you must do what you know in your heart and let God be in charge of you, that he will be your Lord. The environment won't be your Lord. God will be your Lord. Other people's opinion of you, see, won't rule you, but God rules you. See? But you don't mind because you love God, just like if you had a good father. Some of you did have had a good father, and you love your father, and father is good and kind and gracious and honorable and long-suffering. And he also is lighthearted and cheerful. And the good father doesn't lay down excessive rules and regulations. See, it force you to do this, it force you to do that. The good father is reasonable. And his things that he asks you to do are not hard. They're easy. See? And you do them, and you are in your Father's good graces, and it's beautiful, and you don't mind doing them because you love your Father and you respect him. All right, so that's just beautiful. And when you have that kind of a relationship with your Father, then you're safe. And not only that, but you grow, don't you? You grow to be your own person. You're able to withstand the pressure from the peer group. You're able to withstand the drug pressure, and the grade pressure, and the performance pressure, and the conformity pressure, and all the other pressures. You are able to withstand them. You don't hate them. You don't resent them. See? You don't fear them. You somehow find a way to not be affected by them. And you go about your life, and you grow, and you prosper, and you develop skills, and you do good, and you do no harm. See, from that relationship with the good Father, well, God is our good Father. You have to find him, and the way you find him, so how do you find him? The way you find him is by learning to be less emotional, less reactive, let go of your resentments of other people. See, let go of your judgments of other people. Quietly go about your life as a student, as an employee, as a mom, as a dad, whatever you are. Do your duty. Live simply. Do the good things that come natural to you in accord with your talents and skills, and you will grow. And maybe one day God can use you.
If you have on a white coat, or you're sitting behind a desk, you'll find most people respond as if you're an authority because they're in a trance. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. When you see people walking around, you can't really detect it. Some people seem like they want to please you, or they're rebellious and contrarian for no apparent reason. You ought to be responding to each new situation and each person that you encounter with fresh eyes. That's the way you must respond to everyone. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
And you will grow. And maybe one day God can use you. See, maybe one day, look, Moses. God somehow saw to it that Moses was saved when he was a little babe, and he ended up in the Pharaoh's household. So what did he get there? He got the best education, and he also saw what was there. So later in life, he would see that it's nice, all the riches are, they're nice, but he could see that it's not something that you should give up principle for. It's not worth it. And then he had some courage, didn't he? He had guts, like David had guts. And Moses had guts. Remember, somebody was trying to hurt one of his fellow Israelitish brothers or sisters, and he got angry. Well, he had guts. And he said, "The heck with the Pharaoh," and he went off and lived in the desert for 40 years as a sheep herder. Well, so he was his own person, and he had guts, and then God was able to use him. You see? So you're going to have to develop some guts. You're going to have to become your own person, and it's not going to happen overnight. All right? So the first thing you can do is take a look at all your emotions and look how they make you into an emotional jellyfish. And a lot of the issues that you have, if you look carefully, you'll see that emotions are involved. You have to start learning to calm down, be less emotional, all right? And don't resent other people and hate. Don't hate other people. And refine your intuition and start to trust in it. Follow its delicate, wordless promptings, all right? And then once in a while, you're going to have to take a little stand in the world. You're going to have to take a stand. You know, if you're in the line to get something and somebody cuts in front of you, then you say, "Excuse me, I was here first. Thank you very much." See, now that's not a very big thing, but for some of you, you have to learn how to do those little things like that. So you have to learn how to speak up for yourself. And you will when you become less emotional, when you learn to stand back and learn how to flow from intuition. See, then you'll be able to allow to speak the truth, allow it to trip off your tongue. And you'll find that if you speak the truth, sometimes people don't like it, but other people respect you for it. You see, you have to learn all these little things. You have to start with little tiny baby steps, little tiny basic things. Learn to be your own person. Go through the world and watch and observe and see how the world is a crazy place. And don't resent other people. Learn not to resent them. Learn not to hate them. See? And the way you do that is you'll see how messed up you are and realize that they're just like you, that's all. Look, the mess you've made out of things. You didn't want to, but you did. All right. Well, they're the same way. They're making a mess out of things. They don't know what they're doing. Just see that they don't know what they're doing. So just don't hate them. Okay? And then you will be calmer. You'll be able to stand for what's right. And you'll have good sense. And you'll have wisdom. You'll discover you don't always have to get angry. And see, in the beginning, when you start to speak up for yourself, probably a little bit of anger will come out because you've suppressed it for so long. Well, if you say something that's true and some anger comes out, then just say, "I'm sorry about the anger, but I'm still right about what I said." See, "I'm sorry about the anger, but I'm still right about what I said." See what I mean? So acknowledge the truth. See, disarm yourself. Don't put on an act for other people. Don't try to fool people. Just be a plain and simple person. You know, I'm sure you've heard some people say some nice things, but it didn't really help you very much. What you need is something that wakens you up to be aware of the inner light. And then when you love that light, when you cling to that light, when you're guided by that light from your Creator, then He leads you. That's it. I wake you up, and then your Creator sends His light, and it leads you on your journey of discovery. If something good comes through me, then it helps to wake you up, that's all. And then you awaken to the light within, to the good within. And then you begin to follow it and yearn for it. And then what else do I have? Well, I have the little meditation. And what does it do? It's just a very nice little way of getting started. You need to get started. You need something to get started. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So for you, the kingdom of God awaits. A life of adventure awaits. A life of no longer resenting people and hating people and letting go of anger and moving forward with purpose and with joy awaits. But you have to get started. You have to do a little thing. And what is that little thing? Learn to sit still and get out of your thoughts and watch your thoughts. And how do you do that? You use the little meditation that I have for you. And that gets you out of your thoughts. Then you do that little meditation maybe 3 times a day whenever you have a few moments. And it's the beginning. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.